inner hall of life.
We come around, everything shut down like. But while when you're 14, man, me a fee be 11. Me never ask them if you want your pussy for me that me a tell them.
Dick, 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 dick.
Nickelodeon! Yeah!
Woo! Welcome to the Inner Hole Uprising. I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
And we are
Slam Pow Productions. And this is a podcast about sex, love, and dating. From the perspective of two black, polyamorous, feminists.
Bam!
One of us is queer.
Kinda.
One
not sure right now.
Like Sam or whatever. No labels and shit.
Don't really know.
I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah. If you're here for the first time, welcome.
And if you're returning, welcome like the fuck
person,
back.
Yeah, welcome back.
You might think our energy is a little low.
We just did this.
But also we taped up a lot of pictures to a wall.
And watch our stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
In shorts.
Follow us on Instagram. Also, send us your pictures. Just kidding, not your pictures.
Send us your dick pics.
Send us your questions, stories, comments about sex, love, and dating to IHUPodcast.
IHUPodcast at gmail.com.
What did I say just now?
I don't know either.
I was very confused by it.
You're just doing stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the people who've been sending us music.
Yes, and Sam's gonna list all of them.
Lion Queen, She Real, Chad Bussa, Superlative Sane, Diverse Concept,
Colored
Girls Hustle, Innate,
Chad,
BZ Skills.
Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it.
Yeah. If you're friends with an artist, or if you are an artist, or if you want to be an
artist,
send
us your shit.
Send us your stuff.
You
got a lot of hip hop, but we want more. Where's the rock and roll?
Exactly.
Rock and roll is dead.
Send it.
Yeah, everything. Give me some soap.
So, the way this podcast works is we have full segments.
1, 2, 3, 4.
First segment is Fuck It, and that is our current events segment. So we talk about stuff that's going down and not our lives.
Yes, yes.
That involves sex, sexuality, and whatever we feel like talking about.
Pretty much.
Second segment is Fuck That, and that's our kind of main subject of the show. Today's is
porn,
and we just watched porn. We're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
And then there's probably going to be many parts of this because we didn't watch any.
We just watched porn. I took some notes.
Yeah.
Masturbated. Took some more notes.
Yeah.
Masturbated again.
Watched porn. Took no notes. Had sex. Came here. No.
Watching porn right now.
Actually.
Ignore the sounds. Oh, baby.
And the third segment is called
Fuck Me.
It's where we talk about our lives.
Yeah, and all the crazy shit that goes down.
And the fourth segment is Fuck You, where we read your questions, comments, concerns.
Stories.
Love letters.
Yes.
If you have any, send them.
Holy shit. Tell us you love us.
Yeah, please. And yeah. So,
let's start off with Fuck It!
Fuck It!
And our top story of the day is
Aisha Curry!
I'm the real Chef Curry with the pot, what? Stove is getting hot, what? Olive oil by the box, what? Avocados for the guac.
If you don't know who Aisha Curry is, she is married to Stephen Curry. If you don't know who Stephen Curry is, he plays basketball for the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
If you don't know who the Golden State Warriors are, they're a basketball team in the NBA. Google it. Look it up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But if you don't care, whatever.
Yeah. Just skip this segment. Fuck it. Okay. All right. So...
So,
Aisha and Stephen Curry are a married couple, and they are what some people call relationship goals.
Yes, they're very Christian,
they're very cute,
respectable, cute daughter,
cute
no
son,
problems.
Dance around. There's no stories of, like, Steph, like, fucking whores. Or
it seems to be going well.
Doing drugs.
Yeah.
They're very straight-laced.
Exactly.
So, the Saturday before that, probably like 9 days ago from when you're listening.
Yeah.
Really beating the story to the
grave. Yup, we're just gonna say it again.
Yeah, Aisha Curry tweeted, "Everyone's into barely wearing clothes these days, huh? Not my style. I like to keep the good stuff covered up for the one who matters. And she put 3 laughing crying emojis. Then she said, just looking at the latest fashion trends, I'll take classy over trendy any day of the week. Hashtag Saturday Night Insight. And then, I guess, after people quote-unquote came for her, she put, crying face, and all I'm doing is sitting here reading a Style Weekly. Cool emojis. You guys definitely entertain me, that's for sure.
Fuck you!
I'm like, I feel like not fuck her, but I feel like she's definitely playing into, I'm not like other women.
No, that's what that's how I feel about it. I feel like,
that
shit
gets on my nerves.
I'm annoyed by, I guess.
I don't mind. You can dress however the fuck you want to dress.
Yeah, totally.
Sometimes look what I'm wearing. I'm wearing fully, we're pretty much always completely covered. Like, we don't go around in whatever the fuck all the time.
Yeah.
But I have no issue doing that. And I have no issue with
when it's the summertime, that's when I love it.
And I don't think I'm better because I'm wearing a certain thing or whatever.
Yeah, I guess my fuck you was more towards, like, I get really annoyed when celebrities are like, let me just state my little opinion when nobody asks for it, and then when it sets up a whole response, they're like, oh, but I was just talking.
I hate when people are like, why are you getting mad at her for stating her opinion? Like, why are you trying to shut her down? Freedom of speech, she can say whatever she wants to say. Yes, an intern, I can say whatever I want to say. It's a fucking public forum.
Very true.
Yeah, okay, but I feel like we should operate under the context that, like, what she said should not be taken at face value, because no words can be taken
exactly
at face value.
Exactly. That's not how subtext works.
And, yeah, so I subtext and insinuations and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this fucking asshole started talking to me about that on Plenty of Fish or whatever, trying to get my opinion. I don't know, maybe it's because I call myself a feminist, maybe it's because I have a podcast, whatever. But, he's just like, oh, what do you think of the whole Aisha Curry thing? Da, 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 da. And I'm like, I feel like, she's fine for dressing however she wants to dress, but I have an issue with her policing the way other people dress or whatever.
Yeah.
Or insinuating that people are inferior to her because of how they dress versus how she dresses.
Exactly.
And then he's like, no, she didn't say that. She was just stating her opinion and saying how she wants to dress.
And like,
so I hit him with this, I hit him with this logic line. I put in quotes that she said, I'll take classy over trendy any day, implying that what is trendy is not classy and therefore classless. In her tweet prior to that, she explained that what's trendy is people not wearing clothes. Using logical reasoning, she's saying wearing a little amount of clothing is classless. Like, if you if you read
that's
what she
what it
said,
is. That's,
and you
that's,
don't just read words, but you read the meaning of words.
I mean, you just have to follow the logic of what she's saying.
Exactly.
What does what she's saying imply?
Exactly.
And also, when people have their good old, like, cookie cutter, like, oh, let me just repeat an argument that I've been, like, found circulating on the internet.
Right.
It's like really, it's really annoying. It's like, do you want to have a conversation, or do you just want to, like,
yeah, you just want to spew the shit on me so what, I can get mad at you or whatever?
Yeah.
Does it turn you on?
Yeah, right.
When a feminist yells at you.
Like, angry feminists.
Yeah. Because I'm not here for it. That's why I kind of, like, even right now, I don't want to have this fucking conversation. Because this happens, like, every 3 months.
Yeah.
It's like somebody talks about how black women are out here whoring, and we should do better as women or whatever, and all these ashy dick ass niggas come for us. It's like, nigga, I don't want to talk to you. Like, I wouldn't even talk to you in real life.
Exactly. Oh, man, that goes to the whole, like, these women are the reason I'm single. Like, it's the...
No, you're single because you're a fuckboy.
Yeah, there's, like, the only reason you're single is because of you.
Exactly.
You're just not, like, what do you...
It's so wild and crazy. Like, people are, like, shitting on the quote-unquote black feminists that are coming after Aisha Curry. No one came after Aisha Curry.
We're
they
just
came
commenting.
They commented on what she said, because what she said came after women who she deems as whores.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can deem anybody as a fucking whore. Like, there's like a hierarchy of what can be a whore. Some people who are more modest than Aisha Curry could say, man, she's always wearing tight clothing, because although she's covered, she'd be wearing tight clothing already.
Yeah.
You can definitely see her curves. Someone who wears loose clothing could be like, Aisha Curry's a whore. Why doesn't she dress more
modestly?
Exactly. Someone who wears way less makeup, because I'm not saying she has, like, a bunch of makeup on, but her face is always beat, could be like, well, I don't like women who wear makeup. They should show her natural beauty.
Her natural beauty.
How about the fact that Aisha Curry's hair is straight? Oh, man, why doesn't she go natural or whatever?
She's an oppressor or whatever.
There's always somebody who, quote-unquote, you're doing better than.
Exactly.
Whatever, but really, we're just all being people.
And it's...
And we should... can I live?
Totally. And
the
it's also
fuck?
Never the other way around. It's never like, she's so modest.
Exactly.
I wish she would
exactly.
just wear
yeah.
less. Like, this,
yeah.
like... So, that's just not how it happens. That's not a side
exactly.
of the discussion.
People were saying that, like, people were coming for Aisha Curry like for being modest. But if that was actually a thing that was happening, then prior to last Saturday, Ayesha Curry's Instagram would have been filled with people like, why are you not showing your boobs?
Exactly.
Which is something that's never fucking happened. But on the other hand, if you go to like Amber Rose's Instagram, somebody's calling her a hoe on the daily basis.
Exactly.
Cover up.
Just the level of anger.
Kanye didn't want you. So dirty. Mm. Like, so there's no modest shaming, but there is slut shaming.
Exactly.
So let's get that fact fucking straightened out
first. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm talking to this fucking nigga.
Ashy dick nigga.
Yeah, he's an ashy dick nigga. And then I say, yeah, using logical reasoning, what she's saying is people who wear a little amount of clothing is classist. So he starts this conversation with me trying to get my opinion and shit, and then the next thing he responds is, that is classless.
Exactly.
That's all you wanted. You
and it's
want,
because
you
fucking agree.
You just want to call girls hoes. You just want to call girls hoes. So don't start off with, oh, yeah, she's just stating her opinion and modesty is okay and blah, blah, all these terms.
Because
no,
you get the fucking
you're
implication.
You're just using what she said to call girls hoes.
Exactly.
So if you want to start the conversation, here, go for it. I think you're a hoe and people who dress like you are a hoe.
Exactly.
Great. Name of my fucking podcast. What are we going to do now? And that's why I love calling this inner hoe uprising. It's like, okay, I've taken that away from you. You calling me a hoe does
it's not
going
to do shit
so
to
what
me.
Up? What the fuck is going to happen now?
Yeah, that is so upsetting. Because it's, people do act like they don't get what she's saying.
Yeah.
And but then,
but you get it. You're not
you agree
dumb.
With it. That's why you share it and that's why you defend it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That
and then,
bothers me.
And then
who was this guy?
You don't have the, a nigga. You don't have the juice to defend your argument in the first place. And that's why you're relying on, well, she's just using
exactly.
her opinion or
especially
whatever.
When it's another woman. It's like, oh, a woman said it.
Exactly.
Therefore, I can.
It must be correct. Fuck it. It's not correct.
Just idiots.
Yeah. So it's like, shout out to all these ashy dick niggas who were like sharing this story all week, not talking about Daniel Holtzclaw ever or whatever.
CNN was so not at all about Daniel Holtzclaw.
Oh, we can talk about that later.
Oh,
we'll talk about Daniel Holtzclaw.
Yeah, we'll talk about him when we
but
talk about him.
But it's like, yeah, all these niggas just suck. They never talk about black women's stories at all. And then, like, shout out to all the community dick-ass niggas on my Facebook who were, like, sharing this, saying that, like, pretty much hoe-shaming people when they are hoes themselves.
Guys
you have fucked
hoes.
The homies. You fucked several homies. Get the fuck off my Facebook with Ayesha Curry's a hoe when you're a hoe. Ain't nothing wrong with being a hoe, so shut up about it. That's not why you're single. You're single because your dick is ashy.
Right?
Put some coconut oil on it. Fix it.
Not Lubriderm. It's not going to do much. After a few hours, it's not going to do much.
Not your Jergens. Step it up. Get some shea butter. Shit.
Oh, man.
Making me mad.
So frustrating.
Yeah. This particular guy in Plenty of Fish sucks, though. He was like, I sent you this. He was the guy who, like, didn't listen to the podcast. It's so lighthearted because you're so young.
Talked about rape
for 30 minutes. What the fuck are you talking about?
He didn't listen to any of it.
He didn't listen to it. And then he was like, I think the porn star you were talking about was James Dean. I was like, yeah, we said his name several times in the episode.
Yeah.
So what did you
should know
to?
That it was James Dean.
What did you listen to?
Nothing.
And then after that, he was like, oh, I wasn't talking about that episode. I was talking about a different episode. I was like, we didn't talk about James Dean ever before that.
Yeah.
She didn't even know who James Dean was.
Just catching him in the... Just catching him in the fucking lies.
Yeah. All dumb.
Yeah. People need to validate themselves and give themselves power by shitting on other people.
Yeah.
Like, stop blaming others' lifestyle choices for your insecurities and failures.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing well, and I also consider myself a hoe.
Yeah.
And you're not doing well, and you're not a hoe. Like,
yeah, it's so... I think it's so funny that so many people are like... Like, there's this stupid meme where it's like, I can't get married because women are out here. Or, like, being single in a world where women are coming after Ayesha Curry or whatever.
Ugh.
And it's like, hey, guess what? I'm one of the women who came after what Ayesha Curry said, not her as a person, but what she said.
Yeah.
I've been in a relationship with a great guy for 7 years. So
it's going
what the
awesome.
Fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, it's there's a lot of just, like, people are so bitter.
People are so bitter.
It's a lot of bitterness.
And they hang on to the things that oppress us in the world to...
Yeah.
Validate their bitterness or whatever, which is fucking us all over.
Absolutely.
Because also, in turn, a lot of the women who came after what Ayesha Curry said are the same women who are fucking the first people tweeting when a black kid gets shot.
Exactly.
The first people tweeting about why it's fucked up that we're bombing Syrian refugees while not letting people come into the country or whatever.
Trying to help these are
the most smart people in the fucking world. Like, black feminists are leading the shit. So why are you coming for us constantly?
Exactly.
But if you die right now, we will be right there.
Because we've always been right there.
We will be right there marching for you. It makes me so mad.
It'll be like Black Lives Matter, hashtag even the ashy dick niggas.
Right? Yeah, your ashy dick matters.
Exactly.
Even though you choose not to put coconut oil on
just,
it.
Just a little bit. Try some jojoba oil too. That'll be
right.
Nice.
Right, just
something long lasting.
Get it together. Fix it.
All right. Jesus,
yeah.
Fix it.
Yeah. I feel like that's all we need to say.
Yeah, no.
Because it's been beaten to death. And if you don't understand why what she said was weird in terms of policing women and their sexuality, go read. Just go on Google, because there's so much.
Or you can personally ask me, and I'll send you some fun articles.
I won't. I'll send you some things. Don't talk to me about that
shit. Don't talk to Sam, but I'll just say, I'll send you some things.
There's, like, people who, like, I consider friends who, like, talked about that, and I'm just like, you know, I have a podcast called Inner Ho Uprising, right? So what are you saying, that you don't respect me? Fuck you!
And then the ways people will defend themselves, like in that Root article you showed me, it's like, of course, you know, I believe that all women should be able to wear whatever they want.
No, you don't.
And then it's like, but she wasn't really saying, she was just stating her opinion.
Fuck you.
Like,
fuck you.
It's the anger.
If we're not being nuanced enough for you, and you've listened to the past 5 episodes of this podcast, then you're not really listening.
Yeah, you're not. I'm very curious. Like, why are you still
here? If somebody sent, like, that guy, like, if he actually listened to the podcast and actually wanted my opinion, then he would have known my opinion already.
He would have. He could have guessed.
Called Inner Ho Uprising,
he could have made.
What do you think you're getting at?
Exactly. It's the Ho and the Uprising. And the fact that it's inside of us, that has to mean something to somebody.
Yeah, right. Words mean things. If not, I don't know. Fucking start reading some shit. I don't know.
Or just take
a class. I don't know.
Either take or like really try hard. Like pick. Sorry, just very vague.
Think about what.
Yeah. Am I being a dick?
Am I saying this because I'm mad because this such and such girl wouldn't fuck me or somebody fucked me over or whatever?
Yeah.
Why are you so angry?
It's not.
I don't know. See someone. Talk to someone about it. But don't take it out on. Yeah. Don't take it out on.
If it's like fuck that hoe and you're tagging Shawnice. Then I think there's something isn't right there.
Evaluate your life.
See what you're really doing.
Yeah.
All right. Next topic.
Roll call. This jury finds you guilty of the various counts. You will be remanded to the custody of the Oklahoma County Sheriff for formal sentencing.
The serial rapist ex-police officer Daniel Holtzclaw has been convicted of, 13 or 18, I'm a little dyslexic.
It's 13.
13 counts of, rape, assault, indecent exposure.
There's a lot of counts going on. Yeah, so if you don't know, Daniel Holtzclaw, if you haven't been listening to the podcast, Daniel Holtzclaw is a former Oklahoma City police officer who raped or sexually assaulted 13 black women. Most of them were working class to...
too poor, yeah. had either criminal records or just reason to not trust the police. If they were caught or turned them or said, like, hey, I was assaulted by a police officer, some can be like, well, you also have, like, warrants out on you or mm-hmm. something. So they were definitely vulnerable, like some of the most vulnerable people in the country, basically.
Yeah, yeah. And he was just abusing his power, sexually assaulting people. And then one woman came forward. This woman happened to be middle class. So she...
called the fucking police because she was like, I can do this and nothing's going
to
happen to me.
Exactly. So that all came out, went to trial. People were concerned because the jury was like all white, mostly
men.
But,
and when they still...
like, I guess when you rape 13 people, the jury's like...
It's like, yeah,
when can't argue there.
Yep, can't help you, man.
Got some DNA evidence going on.
Yeah,
man, you just fuck it up. So yeah, they threw the book at him or whatever.
Oof, it's 200 and
yeah, found guilty of several counts,
many counts,
of rape, sexual assault, indecent exposure,
and it's how many recommended years is it? 263 years.
263 recommended years in prison.
Yeah.
So
he's
gonna die there like he deserves to.
Yeah, woo! And CNN did not.
No one covered it.
And why the fuck not?
It was just
not?
Like good people I follow on Facebook or whatever. Like Feminista Jones was like, here are all my tweets that I've been talking about since the Daniel Holtzclaw story broke.
Exactly.
Sean King was like, here's a live link where you can watch the verdict live. And I watched it live with wine in my hand. What? It was so entertaining. Yeah,
it's almost Olivia Pope like, except like it's constructive,
but it's white
wine
because I'm not a real woman yet. I'm just a kid.
Just
like,
a kid.
It needs to be sweet. It has to be good.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. It's really CNN is a joke to me. because I think all of the producers, all of the news writers, when they have to go through and filter what news makes it and what does not, they're filtering it clearly through their own lens of what matters, what they think people will like, mm-hmm. and how people will react, and they're choosing not to include news like this. And these are very important stories about stuff that's affecting real ass American people.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It's filthy to me. Either if they're leaving it out, just pure erasure, like, oh, I don't care. It's not in my circle. Mm-hmm. Or they're just like, not today. Mm-hmm. You know, the audience can't quite handle this. Yeah.
I mean, fuck them. Fuck Fox.
And fuck HLN, who every single time a police officer does something shitty,
yeah.
they have a picture of a police officer dancing with a black girl. When that's they had awful. When I forget what the woman's name was, who was like tackled in her bathing suit.
Ah, yeah.
They had black Texas. Girls dancing with police officers on Texas. HLN.
Wow, that's terrible. So there's like an Stop. Active narrative that's trying to Stop. Happen. It's stupid to ignore what's going on in the world. It's detrimental to ignore what's going on in the world. But right now, when Black Twitter is always like, yo, there's some fucked up shit, and you're just not covering fucked up shit, like, eventually a revolution is going to happen in this country and your company's going to fuck down.
Exactly. Especially when, like, CNN did a whole article. It was like, better watch out for Black Twitter when The Wiz comes on. Bitch, were you watching Black Twitter during several protests? It's like, Black Twitter's going to have a lot to say. We're always fucking speaking.
We are Twitter. I don't even use Twitter and I feel
Me too. Because I feel
we run this
because on Facebook because I feel like we're sharing, like we're just amplifying Black Twitter.
Yeah,
you're just choosing not to do certain
black
things.
Millennials are killing it in the fucking
exactly
game
and we know
on
it
a daily
a
basis.
Lot of people know it, so fuck you CNN.
Exactly.
So angry.
That's why it's like I'm not gonna watch. If I want news, follow good people, follow Sean King, follow
yeah.
Femisa Jones, listen to Twib or whatever.
Be smart. Just like really think about who's curating your news and
exactly.
your information.
Watch Democracy Now.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, they are. The moment I used to work at Democracy Now, whatever. The moment the Dan Holtz Claw thing came out, like I shared that around, and I was like, "This should be in headlines." And the producers put it in fucking headlines because it's a story that matters.
It is.
Yeah, like.
Oh man.
That felt good.
I would work for Democracy Now.
You should try out for a fellowship there and wake up at 6. Mm. Sorry, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm. You know what?
It was the best of times. It was the worst. of times.
What's wrong?
Yeah,
but I guess that's what happens. The news is 24 hours. So yeah, there goes yeah. my anger. That was my angry moment.
Right.
Very moved.
Yeah. So I just want to like
see how he's actually
sentenced.
Express
compassion and thoughts to like all of the people. And this must be kind of like triggering for them. Well, I mean, it's like closure, but it's also like, damn, now we have to see his face all over.
Yeah, him and his stupid crying face.
Yeah.
I'm also a little annoyed that that's like was every single thumbnail. Someone on Facebook also said that like every thumbnail.
It was every
was
thumbnail
because
the nigga was just crying the whole time. They were just like found guilty. Everything came out or whatever, and he just didn't stop.
Oh.
I'd cry too if I was going to jail for 260
yeah,
years.
But no one's.
But I also wouldn't rape 13 women.
Exactly.
And
it was on his birthday,
people.
Apparently, and like apparently, like the.
Look at God.
It was on his birthday. Yeah, look at God.
It was on his
but
birthday.
Believer now.
And then fucking some of the people who he assaulted.
They were singing like, happy birthday.
They were singing happy birthday.
As they should.
I was like, that's the best kind of pettiness.
It really
is. Like, giving me life.
Yes, ladies.
Love it, love
oh,
it,
man.
Love it. Yeah, but fuck him.
Oh.
Fuck all the other serial rapists out there.
And every
we know
exactly,
you're out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We to all the serial rapists. fuck you. Listen to this podcast.
No, I hope serial rapists don't listen to this podcast.
Or you listen and change. Turn yourself in. You know what I mean?
Those girls.
You can always turn a new leaf.
Such a big impact on my life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, he wasn't consensual. And you know.
Whoa. Mind blown. All I can do is live a better life from this point on.
Exactly. that's the rapist voice. It's the serial rapist character. Unaware rapist.
I'm a goofy guy.
I'm such a nice guy.
Yeah. All right. So stupid.
I think what Corey and I do is we don't put gender roles on our marriage and our relationship. I am not your traditional, you know, woman or traditional mom, you know what I mean? I consider myself as a millennial and I have goals and aspirations and I believe that you can, you know, go after your dreams and it can work if you have, you know, someone there that's supporting you and vice versa.
So there was this show that existed at one time called Sister Sister.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't even remember the theme.
Gotta be a different kind of thing. Whoa, 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 whoa. Sorry.
I just don't remember it. It's really bad. Man.
All right. So one of the sisters, Tia Mowry, who has since been in like The Real and her sister's in The Real. She was in
Happens when
the
you're
game.
A twin.
Right.
Who are you?
No, her sister was in The Game and doing other good stuff or whatever. So she's married to this guy, this actor named Corey Hardwick or something like that.
Or someone like that. Who knows? Who knows?
Some dude. Is she married? We don't know.
Good question.
So she recently did an interview with HuffPost Live. And basically, I guess the interviewer asked her, like, why her marriage is working out so well. And she was like, because me and Corey don't really have gender roles in our marriage. When I'm working, Corey will put the kids to bed and, you know, do other motherly things like make dinner and stuff like that.
Yeah, things considered typically motherly.
And she was like, when he's working, I'll go outside and play sports with the kids and get all rough and tumble or whatever. We don't really have gender roles and we've been together for 16 years or something like that.
And I love that. It's so important. I guess that in conjunction with a story that I read on BuzzFeed about this couple in Kansas, lesbian couple in Kansas, they were trying to adopt, they got a child, and then, like, a judge ruled and, like, got their kid taken away from them, given to a couple who I think already had, like, fucking 14 kids.
14 kids.
And they were, like, a year later, the couple that took the kid was, like, arrested for, like, child abuse and torture. So, I just the idea of roles in general, like, it doesn't matter.
Gender roles in parenting.
I think it's just, you have to think about, you know, what does it mean to be a parent and how can we both parent together or we three or me one.
Or, yeah, exactly.
You know, how do I make sure that this person is instilled with values that will help them navigate this world and treat themselves with respect and treat others with respect?
And that's all that parenting is.
Exactly. So, like,
let me just feed this person and teach them good things.
Yeah.
Or what, matter what my genitalia looks like or what I identify as.
Right? Because there's always a thing where it's like, oh, you know, he never became a man. He didn't have a strong father figure. You don't need to have
that.
Yeah.
The top three greatest guys I know are my dad, my little brother, and Akeem. My dad had a dad or whatever. My little brother's dad is my dad. But Akeem didn't, like, he has a dad, but he didn't grow up with his dad for a significant portion of my life. Mm. And he's better than all y'all niggas.
Yeah, Akeem is
great. He's so much better than everyone. And he grew up in, like, a house full of women.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
It's really empathy. I think empathy is just the thing. It's like, you know what, who are you? What's your situation like? And
yeah.
Am I being a dick, as you said? Yes, let me change.
Exactly.
Am I not being a dick? Great.
Exactly.
So I guess that's really the main point, is that, like, I appreciate people saying, I really appreciate people saying, you know, we do both.
Yeah.
Because the idea that there is, like, a certain kind of mother. Because then that also, like, that's also portrayed on, like, in a lot of TV shows. I was, not that I was a little shit, but I think, you know, most.
Yeah, you were.
It's hard to, yeah. It's hard to really appreciate the work that your parents put in when you're young.
Yeah. Because you don't know.
And not everybody, because I'm sure some people are just really like, oh, I understand everything.
I've always loved my mom.
Yeah, exactly. But I really started appreciating my mom and, like, really seeing her as, like, you know, woman.
A badass.
Yeah, badass, navigating the world and really, like, kicking ass. Overnight nurse, works crazy hours. And I said, like, why don't you just be a mom? Because she wasn't, and it was so shitty, and she didn't talk to me for, like, 3 days. It was, like, the worst fight we'd ever gotten into.
My God.
It was high school. And, you know, I was just thinking, you know, mothers are supposed to be like this, and they were, and, you know, they're supposed to be
warm and loving and cooking.
Warm
dinner.
And loving, and and she was still cooking dinner, but she was, like, kind of tired, and she just, you know, she didn't go out to a lot of things because she worked fucking overnight. So when she's awake, it was hard. And, like, you know, my dad was unemployed for a little while.
Yeah.
So, like, they're just both two really hardworking people. Like, I see them really putting in a lot to make sure that me and my brother are doing the best we can. I think they're doing an awesome job. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I'm tearing up.
But I love my parents. But and that's all that matters. So fuck the whole, mothers teach this, dads teach that.
Yeah, I mean, my like a stereotypical mom, my dad's a mom. Like, he cooks dinner and all that stuff like that. Like, he's a very Mr. Mom kind of guy. My mom is just a shady little asshole. She's great. She's so fun. All the smart mouth comments that you get from me, that's, like, all my mom or whatever. Shout out. Love that lady. But, yeah, and, like, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Came out fine.
Right? It could be your grandparents, your aunts, you know, whoever it is.
Yeah, just... exactly.
And then it's also you raise yourself a little bit because you do got to choose. Do I listen? Do I not listen?
Totally.
So but true. Point being, I don't know.
Gender roles suck. Down with them, unless you want to adhere to them. In which case,
and if it works for you, it works for you. Don't, yeah, exactly. Don't like, don't put that on other people.
Yeah, things don't have to be so black and white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be Asian or Hispanic. I'm just kidding. Fuck it! All right, porn!
Porn.
All right, so.
Porn.
Researchers for this was a little strange.
We just watched porn.
Yeah, because we kind of realized, like,
porn
midweek.
Porn is a vast.
Yeah.
Midweek. My friends was like, so you're talking about porn this week? I was like, yeah. She was like, what about it, though?
Exactly. There's just so much
it
on there.
It seems so vague.
It is mad.
I was like, I think we're talking about it from this angle, but honestly,
I think this is going to be more of like
this is like a survey.
Yeah, here's like our generally how we feel watching porn as black feminists, and we're gonna have more episodes. That's a whole thing we can do on Ebony Porn.
Yeah,
if we want to do.
Do things on tons of different types of porn.
Yeah,
porn stars making.
Is it porn hentai? Porn.
Yeah, as opposed
pronounced?
To hentai.
As in the hentai.
What are the kids watching these days?
Hentai. Porn. All right.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about just general thoughts for now?
Yeah,
we
I
just
guess...
both toss general thoughts back and forth.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just say what I did this week.
Yeah. So, let's just talk about what we did.
I did what I normally do. I just opened up porn. It's always been Pornhub, and I just watched. And then I was like, maybe that's bad that I'm only looking at this from Pornhub because it's only one website. But I'm pretty sure everyone uses Pornhub.
It's big.
Biggest thoughts? Do you use Pornhub?
Do you? Xvideo. Oh, John.
I use Xvideo sometimes,
John
too.
Uses Xvideo.
But doesn't Pornhub own Xvideo? Okay.
I don't know.
Well, they might not own Xvideo, but they definitely own, like, XTube. They own YouPorn. They own, like, I think there's one called YouGay or something like that.
YouGay!
Or, like, GayTube or something.
Wait, I love that.
Something like very
I really
basic.
Like YouGay.
Something mad basic or whatever. But they own, like, 10 different porn sites. I think they just, like, monopolize them or whatever. Like, they were just buying people out. So at this point, Pornhub is, like, the YouTube.
Yeah.
Porn. So, whatever. So, if you're, like, talking about mainstream porn, I feel like it's okay for me
to
just go
good.
On.
But you know what? Pornhub. Send us the other site that you guys use, your indie porn sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Off the wall art school
right,
porn.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So, I just went on that, and I was just like, oh, how do I attack this or whatever? I think I went to... How did I start? Last week's question was, I don't remember the person's name, saying, give me some male porn stars that are female friendly or whatever. So I originally, I know how I started. I think I typed porn into YouTube because I was trying to find reasonings on porn, like feminist thoughts on porn. And then I went to a BuzzFeed video that they did where regular BuzzFeed ladies were watching porn with the porn stars that were in it or whatever.
Wow.
And then I saw cute guy.
That's nice.
That's nice. I saw this cute guy who was like, he was like white, very lean. He had like blonde hair or whatever. And he just like looked mad chill. I forgot what his name was. Fuck.
I was like, gotta find him.
That's the perfect way to answer this question. And then I just like, I typed his name. I think it was like Danny Wild or something like that.
Okay.
I typed his name into Pornhub. And then I watched one of his porns, and then I just kept clicking on different porn star names because I was just trying to get, like, a porn star survey going on there. And then I realized I know way more porn stars than I said I did know last week. And I realized, yeah, I watch white people porn.
That's so funny.
I take that back. As late, it's been more black people porn, but yeah. So what'd you do this week?
So my... I had like kind of a little bit of a rough week, so I started a little late. So last night I came home.
I was on my period half of this week, so.
I guess sometimes it's just not.
I wasn't doing it then.
Yeah.
Although last day, you know, it's just like.
It's like whatever. It's little drizzle.
Vaginal wetness, blood.
Little drizzle. It's all the same. So came home from work. It was like 10 p.m. I was like, ooh. So it wouldn't be ideal porn time. I would have just come home and like went to sleep.
Yeah.
Ideal porn time is like when no one is home or I'm really bored.
Yeah.
I looked him up.
These aren't great pictures. He was cute in the video. Oh, well.
I gave up on porn. I stopped watching maybe a year or two ago.
Wow.
Yeah, because I was just... Yeah, not like I was swearing off
Yeah.
or anything. It was just... it wasn't a lot. It wasn't doing it for me. I'd be clicking on things, and it was just a lot of like.
I hate that.
That's just too many.
That's not how anyone actually sounds. Like, right? Why do you all sound the same?
Exactly.
We gotta get into
and
porn.
And just the looking at the dick, like I guess cock worship. I don't know. There are just some things. God. It's just too much for me.
Yeah.
And like the thumbnails were just not looking attractive.
Right.
And I was like, ugh. And yeah. I was, you know, it's like when I'm in the mood and I'm looking for something to enhance the mood, and then it just brings me down several notches,
like, whoa,
to where I hate myself. I'm like,
ugh, I
don't know about this. So I'll just like look at like sexy gifs on Tumblr. It's usually like people fucking in the shower, same thing, but I'm like, oh, that's nice, it's nice, it's nice.
That'll do,
right? That'll do for
that'll
now
do.
That'll do.
Yeah, there's like some good like black erotica Tumblrs.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, those are nice,
man. Is gonna be wet by the time we're out of here.
Being good time.
Yeah.
So yeah, Google. So I was, you know, looking. I just went to Pornhub.
Okay.
Sorry, I just forgot what it was called. Okay. And I was just looking at stuff. I was like, ugh. And then John came in because I said we're gonna watch porn together. And he was, and I was like, John, how do you do this? And he was like, you're about to know.
Oh shit!
You're about
oh,
to know.
Shit, man.
And so he was like, well, usually I kind of find users that have similar interests to my own, and then I kind of go to their recommended videos, and then I you know, scroll, I start from there. Which was so funny. It was so cute. And I'm like not surprised he's attracted to me. Like, I'm looking at the girls.
They look like they
it's like
look
black
like
women and big asses.
No, I love it. Yes.
I'm like, John has always been into black women. And just as always,
that's beautiful. That's
so
great.
Yeah, so we watched we were just watching some big ass porn.
Yeah.
And then I found this couple. Mm-hmm. I forget what they were called. Fuck, I knew it before. I'll like, if it'll come to me eventually. Mm-hmm. And it was a married couple, mm-hmm, doing porn. And it was just like not like weird. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing was like, except for when the guy would occasionally look at the camera to make sure it was still recording. And I, you know, I'm like,
is this thing still on?
Yeah.
Right? By this thing, I mean my dick.
And then so, and they were like nice because there wasn't any weird sounds. The woman would be quiet sometimes, you know. Moment,
yeah.
And then as it was getting tense, like then I was like, oh yeah, she's making sound, you know. And it was just like nice. So I personally like verified amateur porn.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up the point earlier that like amateur porn, you don't know if the person really wanted it up there.
Yeah.
Verified, I think, is they submitted it. Because mm-hmm, sometimes I feel like it's like really take ownership, because it's like, well, like one thing was called like my fat ass from behind. And I'm like, yeah, I'll check out your fat ass from behind.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
It'd be my pleasure. How do you feel about the aesthetics of amateur porn? Because I can't fuck with it.
Oh.
It's just like, oh, that camera light is shining and it just like makes your pussy look like ham. A lot going on.
I guess
on.
I don't mind.
Okay.
I've seen some, like, really, like, it looked like, you know, like, night vision when it's, like, a bunch of, like, like the SWAT team in the woods chasing after the serial killer. Like, infrared.
Trying to get that pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's, like, infrared pussy.
Uh-huh.
And, like, which, you know, that could be one of our porns. Sam and I, we're gonna make a porn for you guys,
yeah,
based on what you like. So
send us your story.
Yeah,
send us your sexiest and or most awkward sex story ever.
And we're gonna direct
a porn. Yeah.
In our studio.
If you go on Instagram, you can see what our studio looks like.
A wall.
Duct tape city. Yeah. I mean, can I respond? Like, going off of aesthetics, I don't fuck with amateur porn because I like things that look pretty. So have you ever seen, like, X-Art?
No.
Or things like that? They're just, like, very cinematic-looking porn.
Mm.
Like, everything's, like, pastel-colored.
Oh, that's nice.
And everyone's, like, beautiful and stuff like that. Like, they could definitely have, like, better, more diversity in terms of, like, race and body types.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, like, people don't look, like, haggard. Like, they've been fucking for, like, 18 hours. And they haven't gotten fed on
that's
set or
funny.
Whatever. So, like,
oh,
that's
I
what
see.
I mean by, like, they look good.
I see.
Everything's, like, airy and luminous or whatever.
I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah, it's, like,
it's nice.
And then
it's well-lit.
It's very well-lit. You can see, and then the people, like, the way they fuck, it's not, like, I guess gonzo-style porn is where it's, like, very excessive, like the man's dick is just hammering and hammering and hammering,
uh-huh,
and hammering, hammering or whatever, or like the pussy licking is just like,
I'm like, you're not
like
enjoying
that doesn't even feel good. And then like,
no, it doesn't.
These fucking ashy dick niggas watch that and they're just like, I gotta eat pussy like this. And it's like,
no,
no, don't do that. You're
please, please,
you're hurting my
doing
vagina.
Too much for my 8,000 nerves.
Right,
way too much.
My 8,000 nerves, I can't handle.
cannot deal with that shit.
So like XArt is like a style, a brand company that does that, and Erotica X or whatever. So I kind of like things like that.
That's nice though. Like I think that would be, that's the best. I think that would be ideal.
If they were more diverse, that's all I need. That's all I need. If they were just more diverse in terms of like everything or whatever. Like they have their like girl on girl stuff or whatever. I haven't really seen guy on guy stuff.
I've seen some, but it's...
I've seen guy on guy stuff in life. I mean,
from them.
Specifically from people who, like, work within this aesthetic.
No, I gotcha.
I've seen guy on guy.
And you know, it's the opposite of that. I saw this one video by this girl. It was, like, hot Indian pussy. And, like, it was, it was, like, in her room, or in a room.
Yeah.
And there was, like... crumbs on the floor, like it was a dirty room.
Oh my god!
Like it was like her ass in these really tight Pornhub shorts that were like really tight. Right, I would like that. You can probably just order them,
or we can ask them.
Let's ask them, and then we'll model in them.
Yeah,
but see, her room was dirty, and it was like her ass, but then like next to it was like in the back of the room. Like dirty clothes.
Exactly.
And like, did you spill a box of cereal? And you're just like, let me.
I can't clean it up. I gotta make this
porn real quick. Get those Cheerios later.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Yeah, like, so there's this article that I put in the documents called, sorry.
The Black Feminist Musing?
The Young Hot Ebony Porn is Just Wrong or whatever.
Mm.
Or maybe it was, Silent No More Black Feminist Porn. I forgot. Whatever. It's one of these two. I'll link them both in the description for this episode. But they're just talking about, like, the fact that black porn is, like, severely underfunded or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, like, growing up when I used to just, like, before I, like, really got into feminism or whatever, I was just like, man, I like black people. Although I was, like, an Oreo or whatever, but I wasn't, like, racist or anything like that. I was like, well, I was, but, like, not... I didn't hate black people.
You know, we're going to get into this.
We're
going to have an episode about this.
But I didn't hate black people or whatever, but I just wasn't into black porn. And I was like, but I think black people are attractive, and I think I'm attractive. So, like,
so then what's why is going everybody on here?
In black porn, like, ugly or whatever?
Oh, no.
Why are they hit like shit? Sorry.
And it's not like, it was rough for you back then.
It's not like... the people, it probably wasn't even the people that were, like, inherently ugly or, like, I wasn't attracted to them or whatever. It's just, like, what this article brings up, like, they're underfunded or whatever. There's no, like, massive makeup crew on set or whatever.
Mm.
And, like, you know, people probably just look ugly when they're fucking because they're having sex.
Exactly.
And they're sweating and they're tired.
And there's a lot of
lights. They're not even having a normal amount of sex. They're having, like, sex.
Hours of sex.
Hours of sex under hot-ass lights. No makeup, no touch-ups or whatever.
Yeah, you just look like it. It's
yeah.
Like you look good to your partner while you're fucking.
And then, like, the lighting is shit or whatever because there's not much money in it and stuff like that, so.
Someone who loves you will look at you and think you're beautiful, but not random people.
Yeah, exactly. Oof. And I'm really about the aesthetics for some reason. I don't know why.
Once, you know, I was having, like, a really rough day. It was, like, sophomore year.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, gotten my hands on, like, a bottle of rum, and it was, like, middle of the day. I was a little drunk. And I was masturbating, and I was watching this one. Just give it a moment. I was watching this one porn. I came across this thing, and it was like really artistic. Like it was like rule of thirds were used. It was like the bottom right third was like oral. Like the top right third was like some sort of anal situation. I was like, wait.
Oh,
I was like using my new filmmaker skills. I'm like, wow,
this is working out
quite
well.
Really well composed. Really well composed.
Great shots.
And I fell asleep and I woke up. Paper wasn't done yet. It was due.
What a weird day. Why were you on your hands and knees?
No, I wasn't on my hands and knees.
I thought you said that.
Oh, no. I was masturbating.
I was really like, what the fuck?
I was masturbating.
Okay, gotcha. And then doubling back on that point, like this, the article that I read, both articles were written this year. One was written this month. One was written in like January of this year. Whichever one was talking about that said that black porn still looks like that. But, like, I wouldn't say that there's, like, a black porn company rivaling XArt in terms of aesthetics, but, it's gotten much better.
It's improved.
Oh, my God. Oh, there was this, like, this great, I think it was Saturday night, where I was like, okay, I'm done drinking. There was this video, and it was, like, six black women, and they all looked so good. And, like, they were, like, all different body types or whatever.
Oh.
And the premise was stupid. They were, like, having, like, an Instagram model workout session.
Of course.
In somebody's apartment. And then two girls just go off to stretch each other.
And then it just
becomes... they just start eating each other's pussy.
That's how you stretch.
But it was so good.
That's how you stretch.
And then, like, the instructor comes to her, to both of them, and she's like, what are y'all doing? That's not stretching. Like, the acting was so bad. And they're like, sorry.
And they my bad.
They start stretching again. And she's like, okay, everybody, that was a good workout. Everybody take a break or whatever. And then the two girls just run off and go back at it. And then the other girls are, like, looking at them or whatever. I'm laughing, but as I was watching, I was just like, oh, my God.
So hot.
Yes.
You gotta send me a link to this. It sounds so funny.
The other girl, two girls just go back to it, and the other four girls are just like, man, they look like they're having fun. We should do it again. So it's just like two girls here eating each other's pussy, two girls here giving each other like 69, two girls here, one's eating the other out or whatever. It's just like, oh man, this is so
good.
This is so good. And then at the end,
oh no,
it becomes my favorite thing.
Oh, it's the circle.
It wasn't a circle, it was a train. It wasn't closed. It was pussy. It was a pussy looking train. It was beautiful. I was like, everybody's getting head and giving head. It turns me on so much. And there's this like last shot with this girl, and she's just like, you know, this other girl's pussy and just like looks so delicious. I'm sorry, guys. I rewinded that one shot. Oh my god!
Oh man!
Fuck!
There's like a certain.
And I went to
sleep. You're like,
my bed was really wet. Yeah.
Excellent.
That's my favorite kind of porn.
Oh man!
Yeah.
There's like a certain kind of like cuddlingus when done right.
It's great.
Looks because
it's
like
what I always
then
wanna
I
see.
Feel like I'm feeling it.
Exactly. As it's like I know how that
like
the way
I can imagine
your tongue,
it. Exactly. And like the way you're moving your tongue and your head is exactly corresponding with the way this person is reacting. And then like I get that little like heat in the tummy like whoo.
Got to towel down.
gotta dry off.
Right.
Oh boy.
Oh,
please send me a link. Put a link in the description.
I hope I can find it again, because you know I'd be on incognito mode.
Oh, I see.
I don't want to be like www.p and like porno. My mom's like, Sam,
what's going on here?
Exactly.
What's happening with your podcast? How's exactly. Akeem doing?
How's Akeem doing? Sam's working on a little project with her friend.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh
so
God.
Excellent.
Yeah. So that's aesthetics. I don't know. You want to talk about things that you don't like?
Oof, yeah. Okay. So I was watching finally met the homegirl Pinky.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my homegirl Pinky.
Pinky. Pinky does great stuff.
And like it just started and she just did not look
like she was into it.
Yeah, it's like a man with like his hand around her neck. And he wasn't like squeezing hardcore, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But it's, you know, clearly bodied towards camera.
Yeah.
And she just did not look. And like she was like even like laughing politely at some things they were saying to her. You know, because it was, I really
yikes.
Hate when like the camera person's always like, oh, look at that ass. And they're like, it's just like two guys really hardcore.
It's
like,
all like super duper male gaze.
Yeah.
Heterosexual male gaze.
And her laugh was so like, like she.
I feel uncomfortable, but.
Basically.
This cash.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that turns me off. And they're, like, slapping her ass and just like, yeah, look at that jiggle.
Yeah.
And, like, to themselves, and she's just, you know.
Not a part of it.
Exactly.
It's like, how do I envision myself in this?
Yeah, I can't.
Exactly.
It's not for me.
It's not about me.
It's not about this.
It's not about us. It's about you objectifying me.
How do you
instead
feel?
Instead of us having sex together.
Exactly. Because she's not feeling it. It didn't look like she was feeling
Sometimes
it anyway.
Pinky looks like she's feeling it.
Yeah,
I've seen Pinky, like, many a pussy.
And really enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she just... This was not...
Yeah, gotcha.
It was so upsetting.
Yeah.
What are some other things you don't like?
Okay, so I hate lengthy blowjob scenes because I just don't have a dick. I mean, I like to suck dick, but sometimes they just... It just bores me.
Yeah.
And it's so long. And then it stops happening. And then it happens again. And then sometimes there's like... There's some reprieve where it's like a little bit of pussy looking. And I'm like... Oh,
yeah.
And it ends so fast. It's like, come on. I hate lengthy blowjob scenes. Oh, you know how some porn start where it's just, like, the woman by herself, alone with the cameraman, and she's just, like, rubbing herself or whatever, or, like, twerking in front of the camera. Or
yes,
just, like,
exactly.
Moving in front of the camera. I hate that, because it doesn't look like she's having a good time with herself.
No, yeah, she's just
like
modeling,
she's having,
or,
yeah, she's
you know, she's
modeling.
Performing.
Yeah, for the camera.
Totally.
Or whatever. And then, like, their pussies aren't wet, so it's like, are you really having a good time? Is anything going on down
yeah.
here?
And you know,
you're
yeah,
just
totally.
Aimlessly touching your vagina. Yeah. So I hate that. My phone keeps locking, sorry. oh. Spitting on pussy during head, also slapping it. That's the exact words I wrote down. Like, I saw it in a porch, I was like, open new window.
Gross. Yeah, I really dislike that. It doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, I don't really like spit in general.
Yeah.
It grosses me out. Yeah. Although, oh my god. So I was watching this porn. Do you know who Faye Reagan is?
No.
She's like, she's a pretty big porn star. And she's really big in, like, the X-Art thing or whatever. And then another thing about X-Art is that, like, people don't have, like, the typical bolted-on titties. And the guys aren't, like, super jacked up and, like, overly tan and stuff like that. They just look like normal people. So Faye Reagan has, like, a really normal body. Is everything okay?
No, I'm looking okay. looking up. Sorry.
Faye Reagan has, like, a really normal body. And she has, like, big-ass titties or whatever. She's hot. So she's
putting that in there.
Not because she has big ass titties, but she's hot. I like watching porns with her in it. See, I do watch white people porn, so don't get offended. Yeah.
Was anyone?
No. Nope.
Someone probably was.
So she has like this porn with. She has several porns with her now boyfriend. I forgot what his name is or whatever. But they're like, it's like a really stupid porno where like he's helping her work out.
Sure. sure.
All of a sudden, it just gets into sexy times or whatever. And then she, like, whips at, or he whips at his dick, and she's, like, on her knees, and then she's, like, I guess, like, head is about to happen or whatever. She's, like, I don't have any spit. I don't know why she says that or whatever. She's
just, like, she had cotton mouth.
I don't have any spit. She probably had cotton mouth. She's smoking too much weed. She's, like, I don't have any spit. And, she, like, so they're working out, so he's, like, I told you to always stay hydrated. And then he, like, opens her mouth, and he spits in her mouth, and then he, like, closes it, and then he, like, gives her this look, and I was, like, it's the hottest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't know why that turned me on. Huh. I have no idea why it turned me on.
Him spitting into her
again,
mouth.
I rewinded it several times.
You're like
so
this
hot.
Is mine.
It's so hot. I was like, man, yeah, let that guy spit in my mouth. Huh. But in general, I don't dig spit.
Oh, this is the one exception.
Yeah. Back to the topic at hand. So I hate when like they spit on the vagina or like slap it. I don't get what's... I don't think that feels good.
No, slapping my ass like, feels what? Excellent.
Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, man. Yesterday. But just.
Oh!
Whoa!
Cannot wait.
Later. yeah. It's all. So much. People know so much.
BDSM is also. Like. Mm-hmm. Some of it's just too much for me. Mm-hmm. Like, the sound of people gagging.
Yeah.
And, like, choking. Mm-hmm. And crying. Yeah. That doesn't do it for me. Mm-hmm. The idea of, like, light domination, I guess.
Yeah.
That's kind of hot.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty arousing. Mm-hmm. But, like, then also it's, like, also too, like, theatrical. Like, yes, sir. Yes, master.
Mm-hmm. Some people are into that, though.
It sounds, like, too much for me. That's, gotcha. Like, that's not what I'm...
Yeah.
Doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
There's, like, a girl, like, her hands were tied up to a chair, and then, like, face fucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. It just doesn't feel comfortable.
Because I feel like you have to train yourself to be good at that.
Yeah,
but
I guess
if you do, if you like it, that's what you... I don't know.
I heard that if you squeeze one hand while you're deep-throating, it makes you not want to throw up. I don't deep-throat, though,
that's
so
a lot.
I haven't tried.
Squeeze one hand?
Yeah, I don't know.
Not going to try that out anytime.
Yeah, I don't really want
soon.
To. Right.
But, give it 5 years. We'll see.
Right, just throw 5 years. Person's dick.
Right? And then it's, you know, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Or it's our... You know, it's... We tried. We tried.
Yeah.
Other stuff you don't like.
Okay. When everyone's moaning and nothing's happening.
Oh!
It's like,
oh,
the dick is
man.
Outside of you. Why is it just...
There is a...
Why is that happening?
John
There's
showed
nothing
me
going on.
An amazing video. It's a woman named, like, Jada Fire.
Yeah, I know of her.
And it was... There was a thing... Where, like, so he was, like, the reason I stopped watching her was because, like, she would just make all these sounds that just weren't realistic. And so he went to this video. I'll find the link.
Uh-huh.
And it was, and someone commented 1710. So we were like, that must be what they're talking about. And so we went to it. And it looks like he's about to, like, go in, like, get in that pussy
yeah,
with that ding-dong-ling. And she was just like, ah! But it was, like, the moment he walked away from her. Like, There was no makes contact. No sense. He walked away at that moment. No sense. It was like a beg for it moment, except she just like anticipated his dick.
Oh man. And come on, Jada Fire. You gotta step your fucking game up. She's a pro too. Like she's been around the block for a while.
It was ridiculous. It was so funny. And she seemed kinda awkward about it, like, oh.
Oops. I couldn't feel his dick anyway, guys.
Too small.
What do you expect? Yeah. Yeah, I hate that when it's like a girl. I watch a lot of girl on girl porn, whatever. Like the girls who aren't getting their pussy sucked or like no stimulation is happening to them, they're moaning. It's like your mouth doesn't feel fucking amazing from licking this girl's tits.
Yeah.
Like, why are you moaning? Why is everyone moaning? What? And it's just like all in your headphones and you feel crazy. You just gotta push it down. Stop.
You just gotta watch it at that point. Sometimes I will just watch porn and not hear it, not listen to it. Because it's just hard too stupid.
It is stupid, and then I just don't watch them. I just have to go to something more realistic.
Sometimes I'm like, it's coming, like I'm about to come, and then it gets stupid. I'm like, no.
But then sometimes you come to that moment, and it's like, oh, fuck, what a waste.
what a waste.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. Then my last thing is just disembodied dicks. It's like, I like to fuck cute guys.
Yeah. I don't want to just fuck abs.
Yes. It's
a little strange.
fuck hot, oily abs.
Ew. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. I just have other random thoughts. How do you feel about, have you ever watched porn parodies?
No.
Yeah. Sometimes I like those. I think one time I like jerked off.
To a porn parody?
Extensively to a Scooby-Doo one. Daphne and Belle were fucking hot.
Oh, so it's a parody of...
of a thing that already exists.
Oh!
Yeah.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, not a parody of porn.
It's like College Humor on porn.
No. It's porn making fun of things.
I will check that out. I will definitely check that out.
They're always, like, bad and, like, the acting is stupid, but I bring that up because... So, during my research, there kept being this fucking... Let me just find the picture for you guys. There was, like, this fucking, teaser for this porn, parody that's coming up, and it was fucking it was a Hotline Bling parody.
Oh shit. wait, bring it closer.
There's another picture I gotta find.
Wait.
Let me find the other picture.
Wait.
So basically this picture,
why did they
from,
cast that man as Drake?
It's from teensloveblackhawks.com, and it's a in like the same jacket Drake was wearing, and he's fully clothed, and the woman is fully clothed, and his dick area is just on her butt area. I don't know the point of it. There's another picture I gotta show you guys from it. But yeah, that was like in the advertisements, and I'm just like, oh yeah, here it is. So you know how it says Hotline Bling over and over again in the video? It says teens love Blackhawks over and over again in the video.
Oh man, this is cute.
Yeah,
this is great.
The ad went away, but I remembered it and I tried to find it, but I couldn't find it. So I cannot.
Guys,
I cannot report.
Listeners,
back.
Please find it.
But
if
it
you
so
get it,
stupid.
If you get to it before we
so,
do.
Yeah, the advertisements are just crazy. Like here's one for Pornhub specifically. I took a picture of it and it says this Hanukkah. Hashtag Pornhub and chill.
Oh.
When has that ever been Hanukkah? When has that ever been Hanukkah?
Oh, man.
Chill. The Maccabees.
I really respect that.
Yeah, you gotta.
Coming this Hanukkah.
Yeah, then on a more I don't like porn advertisements and how they're always like in the background. It's like your porn will be a different vibe from the advertisement.
Absolutely.
That's going on. And the advertisements are just like fucking really fast and like doing crazy shit. Come everywhere.
Exactly.
Come on all of your faces. But I really hate when it like is or looks like child pornography.
Yeah, because
the
then that ruins
it's like,
everything.
Now I can't do anything.
Because there's a child.
Exactly. You fucked me up. Like you're. Someone's being raped.
Yeah, I think.
Why
yeah.
is that in the advertisements?
I think
if it's not a child, I don't even want the person to look like a child.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that shit.
No.
I know that it exists, and I hate the fact that it exists.
And I hate the fact that
when
this
I'm
website
off,
is
I just
promoting.
Don't want to see it,
right? I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, I don't want to think about
Cause,
it
like,
at all.
Like, what? I feel like once. I don't know, it's hard to stay, like, aroused through a chain of, like, unrelated thought.
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yeah. The last thing I have here is, like, titles and how they suck. They're always just, like, a woman is never a woman. Like, it could never just be, like, woman with, like, you can say woman with big ass. I don't mind that. It's never, like, woman with big ass fat, fucks, like, a large-dicked man or whatever. It's like, cum slut, tight teen, sexy milf. Like, it's never just, like, a person.
Yeah.
I was reading about that when
Clarissa.
Clarissa, right? Can it just be my name?
Nope.
This, when I used to take, psychology of sexuality or whatever, it was like porn titles specifically do that on purpose to like objectify the woman, because there's all like we have like these two contradicting notions of like what womanhood is, and it's like sexualized or Puritan or whatever. So how do we make it okay to like what we think is degrading these women in such a terrible way or whatever by having sex with them and doing all these dirty things or whatever, so we can't call them women, we have to like,
oh, interesting.
Make it an object.
Gotcha. You must, you have to be.
Yeah, otherwise you can't, like, live with yourself or whatever.
Yeah, it's just like.
But, you know, women like to have
hardworking mother of, hardworking single mother of two gets fucked from behind.
Yeah. That kind of turns me on. It's like, yeah.
It's like she deserves it. Get it.
Get your stuff.
Right?
Get your guts filled.
You know what? Get your guts filled.
Yeah.
What is some of your favorite porn? Ladies, gentlemen, everyone in between.
Yeah. Aside from the pussy looking, I really enjoy.
Wow.
Save. That was nice. I saved my phone just now.
It's just, why was it gonna fall?
I enjoy MMF threesomes. I enjoy like heteronormative MMF threesomes, but I also enjoy bisexual MMF threesomes, which you have to type in where like the guys play with each other too.
Oh, well, that's
it's
nice.
Just, like everyone's having a good time.
That's what matters, is that people look like they're having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess last thing, I saw this website called blacked.com and I'm considering if I have time, I might do this tonight. But taking all, they have these weird setups to like why these white girls are fucking these black men.
Yeah.
And it's like I grew up in a conservative family, so I never got to have sex with a black man.
So fucking dumb.
Or like, you know, I didn't even think about fucking Daquan until my boyfriend brought it up. And then I was at work and my pussy was so wet and he was looking at me. And now I think I want to try out this black man.
So strange.
It's amazing. It was so funny. And it's like, and it's lit really well. I think it's the what's it called? XArt?
Yeah, XArt.
Yeah, it does. I think that's, it might be the genre of it. Blacked.com.
Gotta check it out.
Oh, man. It's the same one man. He's like cornrows and he's like.
It's always Daquan.
His face, he needs a little lotion on his face.
Face of Black America. Right. Like, make black people
make
look
him look
good.
You
can't put white people makeup on black people and expect everybody's gonna look ashy.
That's probably what it like is. That's probably why he looks ashy.
They're probably making him look ashy on purpose.
Right? Like, oh, yeah, I want a dirty nigga.
Like, the dirtiest nigga. Give me the dirtiest nigga you can find.
Found him. Because they caught. He's
the
on his way.
Him.
He's like, he volunteers. Like, yeah, I'm dirty. I'm a dirty nigga. Let me help.
You, sir, are you a dirty nigga?
Yeah.
In fact,
I am.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's
this,
all I've got
I think this segment is good.
That's all I've got for porn.
And that's it for fuck it. That. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
It's
fuck that.
It's fuck that. Aww.
Now.
Sorry. No, let's just leave it. It's good.
That's it for fuck that. Now on to
fuck me.
Part where we talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
You can send in your commentary about our lives ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Please give us guidance. Right. But no judgment.
Yeah, no judgment.
If you're like, she shouldn't be fucking around with a guy with a girlfriend. I know already. So
oh
like,
boy.
Don't. I know.
All right, get into your story.
Oh, sorry. Well, I guess I have two, so I'll keep them on the shorter side.
Okay.
Hung out with fuckboy number three, who was the fuckboy who, I don't know. No, I feel horrible about myself about this whole situation.
Fine, it's
terrible. But like, yeah, he's got a girlfriend.
And,
but like, I don't know, it was pleasant. We were just hanging out, though. Yeah. We were just hanging out. And I think at this point, I've stopped feeling shame from hitting on him and like really actually feeling bad about it. Because I think now it's just our dynamic. I think it's just what it is.
The thing.
Because he was like, hey, I heard your birthday happened. When he hit me up, I was content to never speak to him again.
Yes.
And I'm always like, I'm never going to see him again. 5 years, give it like 6 years, 10 years, see how he's doing. But then like, lo and behold, a month later, yo, what's up? And this is after he texted me another time, too. So
see, so when he doesn't respond to you the other times because his girlfriend comes back
home, or something happens,
his girlfriend's around.
I don't know.
He texts you when his girlfriend's not around. He's feeling lonely, and he doesn't respond back if she's there.
Or he just
my thoughts.
Right, it's possible, but just like
it's probable.
Or he's just. I feel like he just gets busy and distracted. But I don't know. Like, why would you not like? If you texted me first. Text me back.
Yeah, you can't get that busy in like 2 seconds.
Right, just be like, oh, sorry, oops. But then again, you know, I got to go back through my phone and see how many, do I have anyone hanging right now at this moment?
There's so many people hanging. Well, I've changed up my game this week.
Okay. Yeah. But that's, oh, we'll hear about it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. So, but that's like just the thing where, but I'm very honest. We're just very honest with each other. I'm very honest.
Yeah.
And he was, but like, I think he also enjoys... I mean, he gets something out of our interactions. Like, I think we both have a good time. We have fun together. Mm-hmm. We laugh a lot and stay out till, like, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I left work at 10, came home at 8 a.m.
Shanika texted me the address she was at. just in case you never hear from me.
Which I was drunk by that point.
When I woke up and I was, like, newly noted. And then I had to text her hours later, like, wait, are you alive? She was like, yeah, thanks for asking.
Man.
Just in case you never...
So my birthday happened recently, and I was just so drunk when I texted you that. I was drunk after margarita number one, to be honest.
And you had how many?
It must have been 5.
Countless.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was
that's a lot of margaritas.
A lot.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was definitely, I had one margarita and 2 margaritas and 3 margaritas. I had some other drink and I had another drink.
Yeah.
Who knows what transpired after that? I don't know. I didn't feel like I was blackout drunk, but when I really try to reconnect the night.
It's not all there.
There's not much conversation that I remember with this man. I remember how it began. I don't remember getting in the taxi, really, to the second bar we went to. I remember being at the second bar. And then we went up to this random man's house and we played Coldplay. And I was like, I'm like swearing off of weed. I'm like, not smoking weed anymore. Except like this man was like, smoke this weed, listen to Coldplay. I'll play it on my piano. We sang to Coldplay, fell asleep on the couch, fell asleep on the toilet.
Oh,
woke
man.
Up, then we went to a diner, that's fallen so asleep funny. At the table. And he was, this guy's so nice. He bought me all my drinks, bought all the food.
The fuck boy.
Yeah.
So he's not a fuck boy.
He's not. He's
my friend.
You should
make him a new nickname for him.
He's just... Dick I'll never have. Like,
Dick I'll never have.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just very honest with him. I was telling him, I was like, yeah, I just like, you know, I don't text you. I delete your number so I don't drunk text you. So that's like, I wish I could just tell you to never text me again so I can officially get you off of my mind. I think about you quite frequently.
Mm.
And it's troubling. Mm. And I don't remember any of his responses, but they're all like really nice. I don't know what he ever says to them because I'm always too drunk to remember.
And then when you're sober, he's never talking to you.
He doesn't talk to me.
Oh, man.
I'm just very That's honest. Funny. I'm like, here's how much I think about you. And, you know, I'm like, all right, well. But I feel like it's not just, I don't think it's just about him, though. Mm-hmm. I think there's definitely something, whether it's about our power exchange or it's about, like, where he's in his life or, like, I've been, like, John is, like, my first relationship ever. And I feel like there has to be something where, like, I was rejected so consistently leading up to John. So I feel like there's something about, like, being rejected by this guy and then, like, it being okay that's, like, comforting. I don't know what it is.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's, like, I have fun. We have fun when we're together.
Yeah.
And it's, like, nice because I can also, like, ask him questions like, oh, man, so if you didn't have a girlfriend, would you have sex with me? And he's like, yeah, totally. He's, like, very honest about it. Like, you think I'm attractive? Of course.
I love that.
It's so nice. He's just so honest. We're very honest about each other.
This is cool.
And then... I don't know. I've never tried. And we were like almost dirty talking, but not really.
Yeah.
This was like 7 a.m.
7 a.m. dirty talking.
Just walking
me
to the train.
Yo, fucking your pussy.
Right?
7 a.m.
Kids are getting ready to go to school. There are kids with backpacks walking around. I'm like, whoa.
Mommy!
Dad. I'm like, Jesus. But, what was this? Oh. It's like, you just got to, I don't know what the fuck was ever discussed this whole day, that whole 8-hour period or whatever, just whoosh.
Yeah.
But it just got down. We were talking about like domination submission, mm-hmm. and I was like, "Oh no, yeah, I think it would kind of be fun to be dominated." He's like, "Oh, you like your hands behind your back?" I was like, "Yeah."
Oh boy. You
know, you like be tied up this way? Yeah, maybe.
Why is he talking to you like that when he's a girlfriend? Because
he knows I like
and
it. He's not an open relationship.
Yeah,
and I think he knows I enjoy because I'm very open about enjoying it. And I guess he likes that. You know, I guess it's nice to have attention from people. And I think maybe, like, I don't know. He did say, he's like, one day I feel like I'm just going to give in and let you rape me. And I was like,
oh, don't say
and
that.
I was like, I'm not going to do that. That's not how I want it. That's not how I want it to go.
Consensual.
Exactly. Exactly. So it was like, yeah, that's fine.
I wish he wouldn't have said that.
He said a lot of problematic things, but I was like, whatever.
You're a black bitch. I think feminism sucks. Like, the Black Lives Matter movement is a piece of shit. Trump for president. He said all the worst things. She's just like, yeah.
Give me the dick. Oh, yeah, I guess my favorite line of the night. Because I get just real bold. I'm just like, so I'm...
You do get
very
bold.
I'm like, I'm never going to get that dick. And he's like... And he was just like, never is a strong word.
It is.
And then he said something that was probably like, most likely not, though. But I was just like, shh, 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 shh. Let me take the hope.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that was fun. It was pleasant. Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been talking to John about our relationship, and we just need to talk. Just got to keep talking more.
Chat.
Just, yeah. Because, like, I don't know. It's the kind of wife that I definitely would like.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I would like to... like, date people, flirt with people, have sex with people that are not him.
Yeah.
But it's not that I don't want to do those things with him. I love my time with him, you know?
Other people,
too. Just want to try it with other people, too.
Yeah.
And he was wondering, like, you know, would you ever want to have a three-person relationship? And I was like, God, no.
Right? Oh, my God. I hate the thought of that.
God, no.
Most people.
Yeah. I just really just want to...
Yeah. I feel like some people... go through polyamory like as like a together experience or whatever, mm-hmm. but I don't like, I like being independent.
I think that's really what it is.
Yeah.
This is me out here.
Yeah, just doing my thing.
Cruising, chilling, partying. Exactly. Yeah, getting looks.
Exactly.
And I would like that.
Yeah.
But I am understanding why the things that make him uncomfortable about it. And he said that ultimately, like, you know, this is like what he thinks this is like the better way, not the better way, but like he likes it morally to himself. You know, it's mm-hmm. like, I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like kind of trying to reassure him, like, you know, but it's perfectly okay to be comfortable with what you're comfortable with. Cause like, there's no like, monogamy is not like evil.
Mm-hmm.
It's all between, you know, consenting adults. You have your relationships and you figure out what it is you like and how you want to live.
Exactly.
Which was kind of like scary. Cause like, oh God, you know, what if this is our incompatible point? You know? Like, what if this is the, can't see my hand motions, and they don't even make sense. You know, like, what if this is...
She's just touching her hands.
Yeah, I'm just touching my hands together.
And then they're not moving past each other.
Yeah.
It's like a block in the room.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to tell you this is, like, the thing that we can't get past, but, like, what if this is the thing that we can't get past? So that's been kind of, like a scary, like, ugh, thought. But I don't know, I have faith that it'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Yeah, and I guess it's the I don't know that's been making this week kind of weird.
It's scary.
Yeah, like, ooh.
I don't know, it was quite terrifying.
Yeah. Because it's not like I don't know if I love him anymore. It's like, I don't know if...
we can be in a relationship together.
Yeah.
That's scary. Yeah.
But it's not like a serious I don't know. It's just like the first time where I've been like,
Yikes.
Yeah, and that's mm-hmm. like, it's very unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. So that's why I just want to talk about him more. And he's like, kind of, not that he's resistant to talking about it, but it's like, you know, you know, he said it just makes him feel vulnerable. You know, it's like very deep and it's like a very, you know, difficult thing.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, I don't say he's avoiding it, but he's not really like gung ho about tackling it. Cause it makes sense. You know, he didn't ask for this. You know, I did specifically say, hey, let's be exclusive. Like, you know, the first time when we like decided to be a couple, because I was like, oh, that's how couples couple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, polyamory wasn't even a thing in my mind
back
then, and things change. So, and I, you know, I feel bad cause, you know, like, it seems like it's causing him a great deal of like stress and pain. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he didn't ask for someone to have his whole life fucked up, his whole secure relationship that gave him this joy to suddenly be complicated, you know?
That's how life is.
It is, yeah. You can't predict it.
Just when you think it's going well,
it's like
shitstorm is landing right.
Yeah, exactly. There's a shitstorm in the neighboring town.
Right,
exactly. Fast approaching.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, I just feel bad. But saying I don't feel bad, because I'd feel even worse if I was. Because I used to feel like the dick I'll never have. Like, I had, like, feelings for dick I'll never have.
It's like a Mad Lib. It is. Insert noun here, dick I'll never have.
Right. I had really intense feelings for dick I'll never have. And, like, I felt so guilty to the point where, like, I felt like when I was, like, around John, like, I would think about dick I'll never have, but I think not because, like, you know, it was, like, he's more interesting. It was just, like, I was feeling guilty about having feelings for somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, fully understanding and recognizing with myself these are legitimate feelings. Mm-hmm. And, like, shaking off stigma, just being like, this is how I feel and this is what I want. And, you know, this is what I'm into. I cannot suppress these feelings. Mm-hmm. You know, because I can, you know, you can suppress whether or not you want to act on them, but I cannot suppress the fact that I want to act on them.
Yeah.
You know? So that's me.
Yeah. All right.
Talk about that face you've sat on.
Oh, I didn't even sit on his face.
Oh.
Yeah, we just fucked.
Woo.
And it was fun. So if you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, on the dating apps episode, I talked about the fact that I downloaded Bumble. And this kid told me not to say LOL. But I was interested in having sex with
him.
Yeah, it's the same person. I was interested in having sex with him anyway. So he, like, picked me up and we went to his house. First of all, it's the first white person I've ever had sex with in my whole life.
Wow.
I had sex with, like, a 3/4 white person. But he was, the last quarter was black. And you know how the one drop rule is.
So he's black.
Like the black guy. Yeah. Plus he was Jamaican, so he's, like, totally
Yeah,
black.
No, he's...
Yeah, but yeah, I don't know, it was fun. He's like, he's awkward. In the same way that I'm awkward, and I'm in love with him. No, I'm just kidding.
I love this man.
No, he's cool though, and he's like really sarcastic. So like the whole time it was just like a good time during sex.
Uh-huh.
It was like laughing during sex, and I really appreciate that. Like one thing I guess I like about not just having sex with Akeem, but like exploring myself and having sex with other people is that I can see the various different aspects of what I like during sex. And I really like to be a comedian there. Crack all the jokes. Yeah, so we like, we fucked for the entirety of Pootie Tang. Which happens to be one of my favorite films.
By my favorite comedian, Louis C.K.
Yeah, it was like on mute most of the time though, but sometimes he would like look over.
See the belt come out of nowhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Like Wanda Sykes in her like prostitute costume.
Oh
like
my
that.
God.
Really good stuff.
I'm gonna finish it tonight.
Yeah, so it was like interesting, like the things that we would say to each other, like at some point, he's like on top missionary style. And he, like, kisses me on my forehead.
Oh.
And I was like, was that a forehead kiss? like the sex voice just stops and it's just like, regular.
Oh, wait.
Was that a forehead kiss?
Wait a moment.
And he's like, oh, fuck. Oops. Like, I gotta slap you now to make up for it. I'm like, nope, I'm gonna tell all my friends. I met the cutest boy. He's so sweet.
Is this all while, like...
Yeah, while his dick is still thrusting in and out of my vagina. And then there's another point where we're, like, on his couch and I'm riding the dick. Oh, man, dick riding is such an interesting thing. But I'm riding the dick. And he's like, oh, that feels so good, baby. And then he's like, oh, fuck, I just called you baby. Yeah, it was a really good
wait.
Time.
That's so fun.
Yeah, it was like just reflecting on what we're doing while we're having sex.
I appreciate that a lot. I think I wouldn't have half blown that guy if I hadn't been so scared to be like, how you feeling, man? How's it going?
Yeah.
Mighty quiet up there.
Yeah, there was another point where I was riding his dick and I was like, do you think I'm pretty? It's like, is that a serious question? I'm like, yeah. And this is all still while I'm riding his dick. And he's like, I thought you were being an asshole about it. And I was like, no, you never called me pretty. And he was like, you wouldn't be on my dick if you weren't pretty. I was like, I don't know. Some people have low standards.
Oh.
Like, just having, like, random conversations, like, mid-sex. And
wow.
Then, like, going back to...
Wait, that's great.
Yeah, it was a good time.
That's so fun. Would you have sex with him again?
Yeah.
It sounds like a good ass time.
Yeah, like it wasn't the best physically feeling sex that I've ever had. That's like Akeem because we've been fucking for 6 years.
Yeah, you know things.
He knows well. You know. Like, yeah. You know. But like it was just a good time. It was a fun time. He's a fun kid. I'm very proud of myself in that like the shit that I talk before sex is validated during sex. Like I told him, heads up, I get mad wet, so I apologize in advance for your sheets or whatever. And, like, the moment he's taking off my panties, he's like, oh, you really do get very wet. I was like, don't lie.
I didn't lie about it.
There's another point where, like, my leg is up in the air, like, going all the way back, and he's like, yeah, you aren't lying. You are pretty flexible. Don't talk shit unless
That's
you can back
so
it up.
So funny.
Don't talk shit
How
unless
far
you can
back?
Back it up.
I'm like, is that crazy to ask?
I mean, I can hold my foot.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's great. I don't know if I was ever there. I took dance for a long time. But
I think it's just a genetic thing. Because I haven't stretched in years.
That's so
I haven't stretched in ages. Nah.
I'm so jealous.
No, it's fine.
We'll get there one day.
Not everyone, but, like, people are always surprised by, like, dick riding for some reason.
What do you mean?
What is your experience with riding penis? Do you do it often?
Well, it's a little difficult. You know, it's a lot of energy.
It's a lot of energy.
Because I feel like,
but
you
I
know,
also like dancing to African music.
Yeah.
Compare them to the same thing.
But the thing is, like, I think I need to focus on, like, the sensation.
Gotcha.
And, like, because there's, like, the kind of, like, you're riding the dick where it's kind of just like a,
gotcha.
Like,
back
you know,
and
yeah, back and forth.
Or you could be up and down.
And, like, I'm also, yeah, there we go. Back and forth or up and down. And I feel like up and down gets, like, I come faster if I go up and down. But at the same time, I'm like, whew. It's, like, a lot, like, sweating.
Oh, boy, my legs.
Heart's going up. And, like, if I haven't taken my inhaler, I'm, like, nervous, like, oof. Like, an asthma attack right now.
Oh, my God.
So I don't always go for it if I haven't taken my inhaler.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, sometimes, like, it's just, like, not a good angle for me to feel much.
Gotcha.
Just like I was like riding John and I was like, interesting that I don't feel anything.
Is there a dick in there?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, something is strange.
Yeah. I mean, to confess, I don't really feel that much from riding dick.
Yeah.
I just like to do it because I know that the person likes it or whatever.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
That makes me feel good or whatever. But just from my experience, like, what did he say? He like raised his eyebrows and he's like, you're the first girl who's ever been able to do that. And I was like, ride a dick?
Oh, is that from the... That's different.
No, this is the kid from yesterday.
Oh,
the Bumble kid. West Side Story.
So
half Puerto Rican, half
different.
Italian. But it's like, I'm like, ride a dick? And he's like, yeah, well, at least that well anyway.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? Hmm. And then the kid from last week was like, that's different when I squatted on it. And then like, this other kid I was fucking with over the summer was like I was just regularly up and down him or whatever. And he was like talking all this shit. He was like, yeah, you're going hard, but you're not going that hard on that dick, baby. And I was like, challenge accepted. Time to squatting a dick. And he's like, oh fuck, oh shit. And then afterwards, he was like, I was just talking shit. I didn't expect you to take it that far. I was like, everything's a challenge.
Like, I got this. I got this.
Yeah, so I don't
dab
know.
On a nigga like.
Dab.
Dab on a nigga like.
Right.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's just a trend that I've been noticing. Dick riding, I don't
You're
know.
Good at it.
Yeah, woo.
Surprising everybody.
Yeah, that's another good thing about doing all this. It's like, I know what I'm good at and I'm getting used to myself sexually.
That's what I want because I want to know how I interact with other people.
Exactly.
And like, how do I flirt with other people?
Because
it's always like, because I'm always not trying to flirt because I'm like, got a boyfriend.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a part of yourself that you're limiting.
Yeah. That's a whole situation. It's a whole personality.
It's a whole personality.
That's like
it's
under.
A whole side of yourself.
My whole arm went around three times. Four
a rotation.
Times. Exactly.
A rotation. Yeah, so that was that. And then also his dog didn't fuck me up like that other kid's dog.
He was trying to get...
That dog was punching me in my fucking face, yo. That dog from a couple
the
of
fuck
weeks
away,
ago.
Bitch.
This dog just went outside and then it turned back and it was like, what's up, bitch? I was like, about to fuck your own. And she was like, that's cool. And
that's
she
cool. That's back. Cool. Yeah, exactly.
Let me give you game some recognized space. Game. Real recognized real.
Oh, yeah, man. There's a sketch time. In there. It's like. Like the understandings that you've built up with the pets of the guy of the guy she so fucked. True, yeah. Like, oh, yo, what's up, Les?
Keem's dog has hated me of late. Oh, what's up with that?
You're right.
She's a whore. Don't fuck with her. She's a harlot.
Respectability dog.
Respectability dog. Oh, that's really man. Funny. That's really funny. And then, not a sad note, but just like. Life is a little bit fucked up right now. There's just, like, hard things going on in my life. Mm-hmm. And I've just been reflecting on that. Because I noticed that, like, in, like, the deep despair of the sadness, obviously I'm not going to be horny or whatever, but I think it's interesting how I can still, like, have sex and maintain relationships or whatever, even when, like, going through a really hard time.
Yeah.
And then also, and I felt like this, like, when, like, Trayvon Martin and, like, Freddie Gray and things like that were happening. Just, like, going through a hard time, not only personally, but, like, in the rough time that we're happening mm-hmm. as Black people in the country, makes me want to just, like, love on somebody.
Yeah.
Or, like, love on multiple people.
Yeah.
Like, not just Akeem or whatever, who gets loved on a lot, but it just makes me want to, like, rub someone's head and tell them that they can be great and listen to all their problems
yeah.
and stuff like that. Like, not just fuck them, but, like, if that's a part of the package,
yeah,
then, too.
Yeah, you want that, too. Great, great.
But yeah, so I don't mind doing that. But nobody wants that. These snakes yeah. don't want to be loved on.
Right. They just, you know what? Maybe
they
if
just
you just
want
let
to
them,
curb
maybe
you
just let them know.
Can hey, I love if, on you?
Right, do you need some support?
Yeah.
Let me hear your story. I'll be nice to you.
I just like physical intimacy. Like, the kid yesterday, I was just, like, rubbing his eyebrows and stuff like that.
Aww.
Putting my fingers through his hair and saying, oh, you're so cute. You have such nice hair.
I like that, too. I feel like there's also, like, a fear of, like, intimacy mm-hmm. people have. It's like, oh, no, she's getting too attached.
No,
it's like,
I don't want to marry you. I just...
I don't want to be your girlfriend. Like I just... That. It might just, like, touching your face.
Yeah. Being a softie.
Yeah. But I also think that's really nice.
I
remember a friend of mine who lost somebody, and she was saying that, like, without, like, having people around her and, like, maintaining her relationships, you know, she felt like it would have been a much, much harder time what mm-hmm. she was going through.
Exactly.
So, I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
To give why you're love. Fucking badass.
Oh,
so great.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
We're in love.
Yeah. And then my final note is that the kid yesterday, he just smacked my ass so many times. Oh, God, it was great. And I let him pull my hair. And my Ooh. Hair is, like, natural. Like, when I have extensions, oh. I'm like, yeah, whatever, go for it. But when my hair is natural, I'm just like, mm. But yeah, I let him pull my hair.
Wow.
Afterwards, I was like, is my hair crazy? And he said, it always looks a little crazy to me.
Wait, who said that?
The boy yesterday.
He said it always looks a little crazy?
He said it always looked a little crazy. So I'm just like, I guess you're white and you just don't understand.
You just don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Because your hair always looks great.
It looked pretty good. Yeah.
Right? What does that mean?
Oh, I don't think he meant crazy in a bad way. I think he just meant, like, it's not
zany?
Like, a little wild. I don't know what he meant by that. Maybe I shouldn't fuck that kid again. No, I'm just kidding. I totally would.
He's got his Confederate flag. Doesn't understand your hair.
I hate Black women. Now, we had a great time talking about white people.
Ah.
Rich
I like
white
that.
People.
I like talking to white people about white people.
Yeah.
Just makes me feel good. It's like, oh, okay.
So you understand what's,
you get what's going
here.
On? They're like, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, we suck.
And then it's like, perfect. We can move on to not, because, like, it's, oh, you know.
We don't have to only talk about
exactly,
race the whole
that's
time.
The worst thing. That's
yeah,
when
exactly.
you know it's
that's so
really
annoying.
Shitty.
That's when you have nothing to talk about.
Exactly. It's like, so you're Black.
LOL.
Right?
Am I right?
It's like SNL. We'll never get past it.
Exactly. Black people exist. Whoa.
Black Jeopardy.
Exactly.
So that was it for Fuck Me. Now on to
Fuck You.
Fuck yeah.
Where you send us your stories, questions,
yeah,
comments,
yeah.
concerns,
and
whatever the fuck.
And
whatever you want to write, just email it to us at ihupodcast@gmail.com or DM us at slampow on Instagram.
Yeah, or
on
or text
Twitter.
Us.
Text me if you have
do
number.
Whatever feels
Facebook
right.
message, all the things. All right, our first yes. question is from Anonymous. What's good, fellow hosts? What's good? I have a dual part question. First, There was a woman I was somewhat emotionally involved with. When we first met, she was going through a breakup with her boyfriend, and I was also going through a divorce with my wife. But as time went on, she chose to keep her relationship going. After that, I tried to leave her alone, but she kept coming back. At first, it was purely physical, and she was fine with that, but then she started to get upset because I was no longer emotionally engaging her. I explained that I did not want to emotionally invest myself because of the risk that he would finally get his act together, in parentheses, like he does every time he feels her distancing herself from him. She'd leave, and it would all be for nothing. At first, she seemed to understand and give me space, but after 2 or 3 days, she would come right back, doing all she can to get in my good graces again. So far, the cycle has repeated itself about 3 or 4 times. What should I do to put an end to it? Should I go into the second part?
No, let's just do the first part.
We're going to attack the first part of your question now. To put an end to it, block all of her contact information, delete her from Facebook, don't follow her on Instagram.
Yeah, I think
forward her calls to voicemail. Don't listen to those voicemails. Just clean break.
Exactly. And he might want to, let her know, hey.
Yeah, I'm going to clean break from you. And she's going to be like, and then you won't hear the rest of what she said because you've cleanly broken.
I think it's really good. Like, if it's draining to you, because he said he doesn't want to get invested because it's emotionally draining.
Exactly.
Or, you know, to get himself set up for something and then break his heart. Good for you for recognizing what you need and what your boundaries are.
Seriously.
And being like, and asking, you know, it's like, am I doing the right thing?
Mm-hmm.
Protect yourself. Protect your heart.
Yeah, you come first in your life.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, block, do what must happen, what is necessary.
Yeah. Don't talk to her.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah. All right. And then, like, if you have a mutual friend or whatever, and, like, she's going through a really tough time in which you need to come back, somebody will tell you or something like that.
Yeah.
So.
And if you don't,
yikes.
She's got other friends. You're not the only person in her life.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
it's
hopefully.
It's not your job. It's not your responsibility.
Yeah.
You come first in your life.
Exactly.
Second part of the question?
Yes.
Okay. Second, the thirst is real. I'm talking worse than Sam drunk chasing quote-unquote Vic Mensa real. I just moved to New York from Belize, and a friend told me to check out a few dating apps to meet new people. I downloaded Tinder and POF, plenty of fish, then ended up deleting them both because they suck. somehow he convinced me to try POF again, and not long after I started to message what I would consider one of the most beautiful women ever. Oh, God.
Wonder who it could be.
Not even just beautiful in a physical sense, which she is.
Oof.
She has a podcast. She has a podcast that I asked her about, and the more I listened, the more I found myself attracted to her mind, her ideals and beliefs and sense of humor. Mm. And I just want to get to know more about her. But I find that it has me putting more pressure on myself because I don't want to come off as a fuckboy hotep-ass nigga.
Is it our podcast? Is he talking about our podcast?
How do I express this to her without scaring her away or coming off as too thirsty?
Is it Lucas?
No. Is it Lucas? Bum-bum. Yeah, so, spoiler alert, this is about our podcast. And this is about me specifically, because Shanika's not on POF. Oh, man.
It was so, as I read it.
Oh, yeah.
So Sam just was like, you gotta check the email.
Look at the email.
And I read it, and then I was like, oh, that's sweet. Oh, my God.
I blushed so hard.
It was
so
cute.
My
that's
face
like
was so
everything
red.
I wanted in middle school from somebody.
Right, exactly.
Anybody.
Secret admirer.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was mad cute.
Oh, you can just say how it ends because.
I'm not going to give any advice because I already talked to this person or whatever. I don't remember what he asked me. I think it was just like 3 o'clock in the morning and he was like, yo, I need some freaking honesty because I find myself like really attracted to you based on like what he said. I think he said the saviosexual in me finds myself really attracted. He's playing on
that's
the
so
fact
funny.
That
he's
about.
A real listener.
Exactly. He's like the saviosexual in me finds myself really attracted to you or whatever. Aww. And is there a way we can communicate off of this app because I can't deal with like days in between messages and stuff like that. And then he was like, and I just want to know like if you are like interested in me or whatever. And I was just like, I'm not. Sorry. Oh god. She's a really nice kid, though.
Yeah, she's just not feeling it.
Right,
as
yeah,
sweet
exactly.
as it is.
Sometimes she's just not feeling it. Nothing
so
personal.
So bold, though.
Yeah, I really respect and appreciate
so courageous.
It. Yeah, I was just like, I'm not interested, but we can be friends. Here's
yeah.
my number.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we text now. I'm going to hang out on Monday.
Get on that dick. But not, though. But not. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, a little sad, but... So sweet.
Yeah, it was really
and a
sweet.
Very, like, that's how you express that you like somebody.
Exactly.
That's so respectful.
Yeah.
So complimentary.
I love the fact that he started with Sam chasing after drunken Vic Mensa real. It's like, he knows and accepts that I'm a hoe.
Exactly.
And still likes me.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for that, kid.
Yeah.
No condescension. All love.
No, seriously.
All love
no,
and respect.
Dead ass.
Really, really,
cool.
thank
You're
you
cool.
so, so much.
Yeah.
Well, guys.
We're going to need to read another question, but we'll save it for next week.
Yeah.
This one is a juicy one. It's from someone named James.
Yeah, James.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. That has been another episode of the Inner Ho Uprising.
It's been a good time.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
It got real.
Got so real.
Teared up twice.
It's been an all.
Yeah. Talking about our lives.
It's an eight hour day.
Hour
this is
day.
Real work.
Please follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, tell
we're
your friends
so
about
much
us.
Effort.
Yeah. YouTube, if you like Facebook. Us and you're ready to support us, help us out. You don't have to do too much, you know, we're not asking you to give an arm and a leg.
If you could. I mean, I'm looking for
I mean
one.
A dick is always no, I'm just kidding.
Dick always suffices.
It's always enough.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
What the
so...
fuck is happening? How do we close the show?
Follow We're once again for Slam Pad Productions. I'm Sam.
Sorry.
You can follow me at It's Slam on Instagram, and that's it.
Shanika. You can follow me at Shanika Powell. I'm probably going to change my handle to something really fun soon because I realized I could change it. It's like, it's so like first name, last name. It'd be like a.
You can't think of
Dark Chocolate.
Yeah.
Which I'm very caramel.
Sexual chocolate.
I'm actually a caramel woman, but. Yeah. It's all good. Well,
follow you at Shanika Powell.
Yeah, follow me at Shanika Powell.
We're Slam Pad Productions. You can follow us at Slam_Powell on Instagram, Twitter, and Periscope.
Yeah.
We might make a Snapchat soon.
Yeah.
You can find us on Facebook, Slam Pad Productions, YouTube, Slam Pad Productions. There's another thing. No, maybe there's not.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
that's
YouTube.
This
we're
is the
so
Inner Ho Uprising podcast.
Now
email
we're...
us at ihupodcast@gmail.com.
Please.
Find us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher by
Please.
Searching Inner Ho Uprising.
Yes.
If you actively use an iPhone or have iTunes, please leave us a review.
Yeah,
we're trying to reach
us.
A broader audience
we
so
are.
Other people can hear about the ratchetries.
We just want a chance.
Yeah, we just want a fighting chance.
Yeah, I think we have
help
a good show.
Out.
We
yeah.
just want we just want this.
We were on New and Noteworthy. We got knocked down a bit. Help us go all the way up there. We were on New and Noteworthy for health. We want to be on New and Noteworthy
for
all
the best
all.
Podcast in the fucking
in
universe.
The world in the entire
coming
of
for
the
you,
universe.
Mark Maron.
He interviewed Obama.
Right. We're
We have to interview Obama.
Come on.
Obama, what's your dick taste like?
Oh, no.
Michelle, what does his dick taste like? Let me know. Yes, you can, to help us get to New and Noteworthy, you can leave us a review, hopefully a 5-star review, but whatever you want, you can, rating, you can leave us a review, just make it say real things and not just
yeah,
like
be
dick
relevant.
Pussy ass. Yeah, make it relevant, otherwise they'll delete it. Subscribe to us on iTunes and download our episodes on
yes.
iTunes. If you don't, you can listen on SoundCloud,
yeah.
whatever. But follow us there too.
I mean, still appreciate it. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
We love you either way. And then you can also follow us on Stitcher. And
yeah.
you can like thumbs up and leave reviews there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as always, leaving you off with a little something sexy. But it's actually very funny. Check out this comedy special by Leslie Jones, Problem Child, right?
A little something sexy.
Ladies, we hang out like a motherfucking team, don't we, ladies? Like we a tight ass posse. But we all got our job on the team. We all got our position in the posse. Like there's the hoe. You know she a hoe. She tell you she a hoe. Yeah, she tell you, yeah. Yeah, I fucked him, yeah. You might not want God, but that nigga, I fucked him too. You be like, damn, bitch, you is a hoe. I did not know you was a hoe like that.